Welcome to The Message, a Hamilton Spectator podcast. I'm John Wells. This is a special episode of our weekly show with Christmas around the corner, and we have two special guests coming in, and they are easily the youngest guests we've had so far. Aisha and I are trying to organize the chairs so that the girls are heard on the microphones properly, but our topic is giving. Not the kind you do between family and friends on December 25th, but giving of the kind where you receive nothing in return. Or do you? Why is it that some people give of themselves, their time, money, and effort, so passionately, and especially during this Christmas season? And why did our two guests, who are 6 and 4 years old, launch a blanket drive that has raised thousands of dollars to help keep those in need in Hamilton warm over Christmas? I'm writing a feature story about this that will run in Saturday's newspaper. It's not quite finished, but this is how the lead reads in my draft under the headline, Give and You Shall Receive. And actually, just as a sidebar, for those who wonder about such things, sometimes reporters do write their own headlines at the Spec and other newspapers. We didn't used to, but the way it works now is you write a headline for your story and the copy editors have the option to keep or alter your suggested headline or change it altogether. But so anyway, at this point in the process, the headline reads, Give and You Shall Receive. And what I've written starts like this. The Christmas season produces peaks and valleys like no other. Joy and despair, anticipation and dread, darkness and illumination. It inspires excess, at least for those who can afford it, but also charitable giving from those who perhaps heed the Gospel of St. Luke, that by giving you shall receive. Or perhaps the Gospel according to Dr. Seuss, that Christmas doesn't come from a store, but is perhaps, just perhaps, about a little bit more. Aisha, I'm tempted to read that last bit in my best Boris Karloff Grinch You Stole Christmas voice, except I don't do that very well. Have you? I have to ask if you've seen the movie.
I have not.
You've not seen the movie?
But I will see it, and then you will have to do that voice for
That's right. It would mean nothing to you at this point if I did the voice. Yeah. But go and see it, and then I promise I will give it to you. But the Grinch You Stole Christmas, and that's the animated version. There's a regular movie version, Jim Carrey starred in it, that I'm not a fan of at all. But so for another day, we'll talk about
all
that.
Right.
So anyway, in the feature story, I go on to write about several big-hearted people in Hamilton for whom Christmas is about a little bit more, which inspires them to give back to those who need it most. And I write a bit about what motivates people to give, ranging from Christmas culture to the psychological rewards granted in the limbic system of the brain. So what is it that led today's two youthful guests, whose names are MJ and Georgia, to launch their hugely successful blanket drive? I write in the story that, in a sense, it began nearly 3 years ago, in an hour west of here, in the quiet community of Ayr. The girls' parents, Kelly and Andy Warren, who were originally from Burlington, had built a nice life for their daughters in their country home out there. But then one day, their dad, Andy, was sitting in his car outside the house on a road with an 80 kilometer an hour speed limit, when a drunk driver T-boned his car. The driver was killed. Andy survived, but suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. He lost his regular job and the family uprooted to Hamilton, buying a home in the East End, in a neighborhood short on wallet and big on heart that they grew to love. And this was essentially the moment when MJ and George's blanket drive was born. Here they are, MJ and Georgia, and their mom, Kelly, and dad, Andy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
And so, MJ, hello.
Hi.
And Georgia, good to have you here. How are you?
Good.
Good. So let's start with ages again now. So, Georgia, how old are you?
4.
You're 4. And MJ, how old are you?
6.
You're 6. And... So the blanket drive, right? MJ and George's blanket drive. It's named after you two.
Yep.
How much money have you raised this season?
Well, we raised $1,841.
Wow, that's great. Is that more than last year or less than last year?
Way more.
Way more?
Yes. Yeah, way more.
That's fantastic. And so you raise this money, and then what do you do with the money?
We spend it on the blankets for houseless people.
Very nice, because the people can use the blankets.
Uh-huh. We also spend it, well, this year we're doing socks. Last year we didn't do
and
socks.
This year we're also
Also, yeah.
I don't really know what to say.
This one,
it's okay.
With that.
You can just read that.
Just brought some notes, which is very, very good.
We went to the cafe 541, and they have buttons. And if you put it into an empty jar, then people will come and they can buy food with the buttons. And this year we bought 200 buttons at that cafe.
That's amazing. So the 541 Cafe on
yes.
Martin Street East, I've been there, it's a great place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you can go in there, as you say, you purchase these buttons, and then people who can't afford to get a coffee or some food
yes.
can get some coffee and food. Kelly, who's at the table here as well, we were talking before the show how the 541, in a way, helped kind of lead to the blanket drive starting. Is that fair to say? When you moved,
yeah.
you moved to Hamilton a couple of years ago, I talked about that earlier, and the 541 provided a bit of inspiration, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think when you asked me how the blanket drive got started, I kind of couldn't remember, and then the first thing that came into my mind was when we found 541 when we moved to the city, we were spending a lot of time there, and we just kind of had never been in an environment like that where they make giving so easy. It's so easy to give, even if you don't have anything. So
yeah.
They were, a huge part of what we loved about the city when we initially moved here. And then we've kind of tried to do whatever we can with them and their community outreach programs and stuff. So they were definitely an inspiration for sure.
Andy, were you? What would you think of this blanket drive got started? It looks to me like there's a lot of work involved. How'd you feel about undertaking this as a family? I mean, I know it's the girls' blanket drive, but mom and dad obviously help.
I think it's amazing, and it is a lot of work. And the girls, including Kelly, put the most work into it.
Mm-hmm.
But last year when we gave it the blankets on Christmas Eve, that was the sort of the realization that we have to do this every year, how important it was, watching the girls' faces, watching the other people's faces taking the blankets. And on the way home, the girls saying how much they loved it and that it was more important to them than getting presents the next day.
Is that right, MJ?
Yes.
Yeah. How did it make you feel to give those blankets?
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then after we did that, we did this not at 541, but we did it at like a different restaurant, and we handed out blankets.
We were at the Hess Village Christmas dinner last
yeah.
year on the 24th, the evening
right.
of the 24th. We were I think we got home at about 10 o'clock
like,
in the evening, so we were there for most of the evening, and we met hundreds of people and the restaurant owners. Open the doors to Christmas dinner. So that's where we spent last Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Right.
And once we were done, in the middle of it, we gave a lady one blanket, and she was so happy. She gave me a mood ring, and she gave Georgia a necklace.
But I lost mine.
These things happen. Maybe you'll get another one this year or something like that.
Yes.
That must have made you feel good
to
see how much she was appreciating it.
Well, MJ, that mood ring fell off. When
it fell off. And then I was like, uh-oh.
How do you raise the money? What,
what
do you do to do that?
So we set up MJ and George's blanket drive, and people see it online, and we got a bucket that said it, and, people donate money to help us.
We run, through our business, we do a lot of markets, so we're able to put that donation box on our table during markets. And
right.
We're uh-huh. extremely generous. Yeah. And these girls come to the markets with us as well, and they work, and they explain very well what's going on and what they're doing and why they're doing it.
I think people are aware of it now in our kind of in our circle and wait for it, and we get a repeat donations. And then this year, it just something happened in the community, and people caught wind of it, and we had some unbelievable donations that we were shocked. They were so generous, and they were just from people in the community that we don't know and who don't know us. And this year we just got extra lucky. They did such a good job.
And so go ahead.
And we bought 284 blankets. We bought 167 socks, and we bought 200 buttons at the cafe. I already said.
that's amazing. And you've got a Facebook page. I saw for the blankets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people have donated through the Facebook page.
Yeah. So Facebook recently came out with a fundraiser page. So last year it was based through a company that used almost like GoFundMe, mm-hmm. but it was fundraiser based. So we used that last year, and then this year, just to make things a little bit more simple, we did the Facebook fundraiser. And they actually didn't reach their goal online. So their goal this year was $1,000. And the online, they got more offline than they did on Facebook, but it just gives people kind of a easier way to donate.
Right, to learn about it, to see pictures of the girls. And
yeah, it's nice because we can keep everybody updated, and we're still, the fundraiser is over, and you'll see that if you find the page, it just says, this is over, and thank you for your donations, but we're able to keep posting what they're up to, mm-hmm. So it's really nice because we can hope that we're reaching those people that did donate, and that they can see what's been going on with where their donations have gone.
We bought more than 1,000 blankets. We raised more than 1,000 donations.
Yeah.
Dollars.
And this is the, how many years have you done the blanket drive?
Maybe three, Georgia.
Three.
Okay.
Three.
this is the third year?
Yeah,
MJ has done it for. MJ has done it for five.
No.
No.
We've all done it for 3 years. This is our third year.
The number's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
10 years now. That's a good. No, I'm just kidding. How's the water, Georgia? Water good. Yeah, good. Excellent. So now today is Wednesday. You're going tonight to deliver some blankets?
Yeah.
Where are you going tonight, Georgia? Are you delivering some blankets tonight?
Yes.
Nice. Whereabouts are you going tonight, do you know?
We're going to serve dinner.
Serve dinner?
At a church.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's the name of the church? Does anyone know the name of the church?
It's called Garside.
Garside, yeah.
And we were invited there by someone in the community when we were starting to look around for who was doing Christmas dinner this year, and they're doing one this evening. So that was our first invitation to come.
Yeah, that's Garside Bible Church in the East End, east of Gage Park.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yep.
So you're going to drop off blankets and serve dinner?
Yeah, so we'll be there to help out.
And we might do socks then.
We will do socks.
Oh, yay! We will do socks.
Yeah. Wow. Do you think you'll do the blanket drive again next year?
Yes.
Yeah?
If we're here. Maybe.
It's
pretty
we'll
much from 541.
Yeah.
Wow. Andy, how long do you think you see this going? You're just going to take it year by year?
Oh, I don't see it stopping, for sure.
Yeah.
We've been in a position where people have helped us out, and it's just a great feeling to be able to help. We're in a position to help to give back,
right?
This is very important to us, and I do not see this ending. You know, it might not be the same thing every year, but we'll do something for the community and wherever we are. Yeah.
The first year, 3 years ago, there was 60 blankets. So this year when things started to come in and we could see how quickly it was growing, it did become quite overwhelming because it is a lot of work and organizing, but we'll continue to work. If the community is willing to work with us, we'll work harder to make those numbers keep growing.
And you talked about that with me on the phone, Kelly, how sometimes you feel like there's too much need out there that one person can do, but it's not so much about what you can do individually, it's how can you get other people to help you to mount a campaign?
Absolutely. Andy and I have been through so much, and I really learned to just have no shame in asking for help. I think it's really important, and I don't have a problem asking for help, and you know, we couldn't do this without other people's help, and a lot of the other people who do donate and who do support the cause thank us for doing all the work. So we have time and energy and lots of little hands, but we don't have the money. So the girls ask somebody else for $4. It's $4 for a blanket, and if somebody has $4, they can donate, and then we'll do all the work.
This year we got way... way more than $4.
You had a lot of toonies.
I must be making you very happy, right?
Yeah.
Georgia, are you excited for Christmas?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to about Christmas? What do you like best about Christmas?
Toys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what I like the best about Christmas is spending the time with my family. Because I'm very lucky to have my family and my friends. Because some people don't even have family and friends. That's like almost the luckiest thing that I've had.
That's very well put. Very nicely done. Well, everyone, I appreciate you for coming by the show today. Georgia, it's really nice to meet you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
MJ, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Andy, Kelly, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And my thanks, as always, to producer Aisha Nasser and to our audience. And we will both like to wish everyone out there a safe and happy holiday season. I'm John Wells, and we'll talk to you later.